With respect to fish markets are still closed to the public, but vendors are allowed to come in and check on their fish boxes. Ice will be provided for the fishermen, but there will be no selling of either ice or fish to the public. The markets are mostly open air and they're filled with ash, and the constant inflow of traffic and ash makes it very, very difficult for the markets to be open at this point in time. The ministry will continue to clean on Thursday and Friday and aim to open the fish markets for business as normal on Monday. The Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security has advised that all of the markets are ready to be reopened with the exception of the Cheapside Market, which will be finished for Thursday. So all the markets are open with the exception of Cheapside Market, for which cleaning is continuing, and this is expected to open on Thursday. There's going to be limited opening of the port tomorrow to deliver full containers only. Nothing will be processed from Shed 2 or Shed 4. So there's no collection of personal effects or no collection of less than a container load from the port tomorrow. The port, while significant cleaning has been done at the port, the cleanup process is still ongoing. So we are trying as best as possible to still facilitate commerce while working through what is a difficult situation. So for now, nothing will be processed from Shed 2 or from Shed 4, and only full containers will be processed through the port. In relation to the airport remains closed as of this time, and we will get a further update from Gaia Inc. or from the Civil Aviation Authority as to the timelines that the airport is working with. We are hesitant to set absolute timelines because everyone is working hard to try to get their respective sectors open. So when that situation arises, we will open the sectors immediately. So please listen out for a further update from the Civil Aviation Authority. The areas of government that deal with the public are, as we indicated yesterday, they'll be open from tomorrow. All other departments are set to open on Thursday. The polyclinics will be open tomorrow. The hospital is open. And Barbados Water Authority and the utilities have reported that they are working as best they can and they're trying to supply the full service to persons. That is from the government side.